As these thoughts swirled through Jack's mind, Annie turned and gave him a thumbs up. Jack didn't want to scare her, so he nodded and shoved the rhyme back in his pocket. He watched anxiously out the window as the chopper approached a bright orange-red circle on top of Mount Erebus. "Below is one of the world's most famous lava lakes," said Nancy over the headphones. The chopper hovered motionless above the crater of the volcano. The lava lake bubbled and boiled. "That burning lava is miles deep," said Nancy. "Its temperature is over 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Can you guys on this side see okay, Pete?" Pete tilted the helicopter to one side and then the other. Everyone but Jack oohed and aahed. Kim Lee and Annie took pictures. "Go," thought Jack, "before we all fall down."
"Okay, Pete, that's great," said Nancy. "Let's land at the lower fuel camp now."
The helicopter tilted upright and began moving down the side of the volcanic mountain. Jack saw a small orange building sticking up from the snow. Colorful snowmobiles were parked near it. Moments later, the chopper touched down onto the slope. It rocked and shuddered, then came to a stop. "Whew," thought Jack. They'd landed without falling from the sky into a burning lava lake. But then, what could "all fall down" in the rhyme mean?
"Stay seated till the blades come to a complete stop," said Nancy.
Everyone remained in their seats with their seatbelts and headphones on.
"As you know, we'll be driving our snowmobiles up to the summit," said Nancy. "Driving a snowmobile can be very dangerous on these steep, icy slopes. Please remember everything you learned in your snowmobile training yesterday."
As the others nodded, Annie nodded too. Jack nudged her. They'd never had any training with snowmobiles.
"Another warning," said Nancy. "I know you've also been training this week to prevent altitude sickness, but still, it can be very dangerous. So please let me know if you feel any symptoms."
"Altitude sickness?" Jack wondered. He pulled off his glove again and opened up his backpack. He took out the research book and looked up altitude sickness in the index. He turned to the right page and read, "Altitude sickness, also known as mountain sickness, is caused by a lack of oxygen at great heights. Symptoms include headaches, dizziness, and shortness of breath. Climbers traveling up Mount Erebus train for days by climbing to gradually increasing heights."
Oh no, thought Jack.
The spinning of the helicopter blades had come to a stop.
"Okay, happy campers," said Nancy. "All clear. Before we drive up to the top, we'll gather in the hut."
Nancy opened the helicopter door. Everyone took off their headphones, undid their seat belts, and followed her down the steps of the chopper. Jack was last as he struggled with putting the research book away, getting his glove back on, and then pulling his pack onto his back.
"What took you so long?" Annie asked when he got out of the chopper.
Jack just shook his head.
"Have a safe trip back to the station, Pete," called Nancy. "See you later."
Pete waved from the window. Then the chopper blades started rotating again. The chopper lifted off the ground and thundered away.